This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Well, what an awesome start to this week's episode of Collision. Also, hello, my friends, and welcome to Ups and Downs for that very show. And yes, I do have some very sad news that this will be the last one that I am doing. We may try and sneak net ones in if we can, but obviously we are out of WrestleMania week. And much like we said on NXT Ups and Downs, for everybody went crazy in the comments, the sad truth is that the video isn't getting the views it does need. And there are other videos that are getting the views that are good, so we need to put more attention into that. Now, I want to make it very clear, if I have the power, I would Ups and Downs every single wrestling show that there was. That would also probably eventually kill me, so let's not do that. But I'm still going to be watching Collision. I'm still going to be enjoying it. I still love WWE. I still love AEW. I still love NXT. Let's just park it on the shelf. Let's up those doubts. But yes, at the start of this week's episode, Collision, Adam Copeland did come out and he was all like, oh, hi, I'm going to do my coat open, which is now for the TNT title. And who answered it? None other than flipping Matt Cardona. Now, this would have been cool anyway, but Cardona has said time and time again that his dream match was with the former Edge, but any time he hoped it would happen, there'd be something else to happen that would stop it when we got to March 2024, and it's now written in the books. This makes me feel warm and fuzzy in my tum-tum. The crowd was loud the entire evening as well, which made this even better. And just when Matthew was in trouble, he went boop. And he poked Copeland in the eye. He then threw Adam into Simba the Steel Steps as the boos rained down on him. And they got back in the ring, and they booted each other in the face, so we had a double down. I also love the fact that Ian Riccaboni, who was on commentary this evening, was all like, oh, hi, the last time we did see Matt Cardona, he was helping out Cody in AEW, because this is what we should do in all promotions. When you reference wrestlers, no matter what company they are in, it just makes it feel like we've got this really cool ecosystem. Adam was then able to hit a flying bulldog from the top rope, which was kind of cool, when Cardona essentially used the rope to put him in the balls when he hit an impaler DDT and he got a 1-2-ooh. But I tell you this, that was not the best 1-2-ooh of this match, because later on, Adam Copeland went to the spear and Matt Cardona turned that into radio silence and he almost got three. I kind of bought it. That was never going to happen. Instead, though, Cardona was all like, I'm now going to give you the ultimate wrestling insult. And he went to spear Adam Copeland. But of course, that is his move. So then he hit his move and he got the 1-2-3. So just like that, the Cope Open has set the bar when we went into some story stuff straight away, because the lights went out when they came back on. Adam Copeland was looking at Malakai Black. Now, he didn't spit the mist, but it was kind of bubbling out of his mouth. A little bit disgusting. Of course, the rest of the House of Black then jumped him, which is when Mark Briscoe tried to make the save. I was like, Mark, we've gone through this time and time again. It's simple wrestle mass. There's three of them, and there's one of you. You ain't going to be able to do it. And he wasn't. Eddie Kingston must have been watching on, though, and he had been using his calculator because he ran out there to make the save, which means the House of Black did have to run away. And then, yeah, later on, we had a promo with our baby faces. They just said, well, you know, we kind of like each other, so we're going to take on the Hob at the pay-per-view. I was like, my word, that was fun. The thing is, though, everything here was so damn super fun, especially Matt Cardona being there. It is going to be an up, but I'm going to be a slight negative Nancy. But because these guys are such big stars, and because the pay-per-view isn't for like another 3 weeks, I think we could have allowed this to cook a little more and given us a proper story. Instead, it all happened in about 5 minutes. Now, look, it's not a big deal. I'm not even wearing a weirdo watch. Can't even speak today. But I'm going to give that a little bit of doubt. Next thing there was then talking to FTR, who were a bit worried about the tag team tournament, because they were like, listen, we're going into this cold. In our last match, we lost the Blackpool Combat Club.
They did.
They also have to face the infantry later, and of course that's a challenge because it's the Cinderella story and everybody loves an underdog. But ultimately, they will win these championships and become the first ever team to win them three times. We cut straight to Tony Schiavone after this too, who's in the ring because he wanted to talk to the Acclaim. Now, they didn't do any kind of rapping because they were super pissed off because on Rampage, the Bang Bang Gang had gone to Billy Gunn's house and essentially wrecked the place. I was like, what is the deal with home invasions in wrestling right now? They are everywhere, and the damn cops don't care. Now, Danny Ass was so annoyed about this, he even said, hey, Jay White, come Dynamite, we're going to have a match. I was like, hot damn, we are getting into this. When Max Caster took the microphone, he was like, oh, we are talking about that, are we? Well, listen to me, Ass boys, or the Guns brothers, how about you stay in the back, and we'll stay in the back, and we will see which better man is the better man. Or better ass, use whatever you want. Anthony Bowens then reiterated that he never trusted these guys, but they shall get their revenge. My favorite thing about this story is that one, is moving forward, but two, Tony Khan must have listened to people going, well, I guess the Bang Bang Scissor Gang is okay, but it doesn't really do what we want it to do, so we have changed tact, and now I bet we can unify all of these six-man titles, just have one trio's belts, and everything is gonna be better. And I always appreciate that, to the point, getting it up. When it was the infantry versus FTR in the tag team tournament, I like that House of Black match, this was a proper back and forth fest. In fact, Carly Bravo and Sean Dean were so good here, they should be put into the mix properly when it comes to AEW tag teams. And I tell you, there were some near falls here when I did bite. Because a tournament, you never know. Now, it did break down quite early with everybody falling to the outside, but FTR had been here before, because Cash Wheeler and Dax Harwood got back in the ring. They did a flipping superplex. They also caught Carly when he went for a dive, but the captain, Sean Dean, had seen this, so he was like, well, if there is a big pile-up, I'm going to do a dive too. And I was like, 2024 wrestling. FTR still tried for the spike pole driver, but that's when the infantry were trying to cross bodies to get the damn win. But Cash Wheeler was watching this from the outside, so he kept getting back in the ring and breaking up the pins. FTR then went for a double suplex, but this is when Dean actually speared Wheeler, when Carly just came in from nowhere with the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment, the surprise roll-up. And I tell you, I bit on that one, and I bit even more when they did it a couple of minutes later. They were going surprise roll-up crazy here. And even though it didn't work, like I say, I was a bit like, oh my gosh, they're going to do it. And then they didn't. The best one did come after the infantry had thrown FTR together. But seriously, the finish of this was excellent because Cash Wheeler quite literally flipped over his partner. He landed on the floor. Dax was like, whoa, good one, pal. And they hit the Shatter Machine for a mega pop and they got the 1-2-3. That deserves a round of applause. That was great. So FTR do move on in the tournament, but Cash and Dax made sure to embrace them afterwards, the infantry that is, to make sure they kind of did put them over. This was a very good match. Let's get it up.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
Then a quick interview with Big Bill and Ricky Starks after this, and don't forget it's the first time we've seen them since they lost their tag team titles. Even then though, they're not going to take top flight lightly, which is a bit of a tongue twister when Ricky made it very clear we shall go on to the next round, where we will also defeat FTR before becoming the Tag Team Champions Part 2. When we learned that the opponent that Kyle O'Reilly had selected for Collision was none other than JD Drake. I like that. I think JD Drake is very good. Drake wanted to prove a point instantly too, so he was just chopping Kyle and giving him some smashes when he went to go for the Vader bomb, but he totally missed. That's not good, in case you were wondering. This allowed Kyle to hit all the strikes. He also swept the leg like he was the Karate Kid when he booted JD Drake in the face. And look, JD kicked out of this. It was a 1-2-ooh, but because his arm was like flailing and swaying, Kyle just grabbed it. He locked in the armbar, and I bet JD was like, man, why did I have to have limbs? And he tapped out. The Undisputed Kingdom were out right after this too, and then once again they did hoist Kyle onto their shoulders. So we've said it once, we'll say it 97 times. You know what's going to happen here. Eventually they will just drop him, and we'll get to Roderick Strong versus Kyle O'Reilly for that international title. And I asked myself this morning, do I need that? And the answer is yes. Let's gang it up. I just want to throw in there though, that if Kyle O'Reilly's going to keep doing these matches on Saturday nights, he should probably name his opponent on Wednesday, because not only does that make you go, I want to watch that match, but whoever the person is, it just gives them a little bit more credibility. We then had this video confirming that it is going to be Ospreay versus Powerhouse Hobbs on Dynamite, and yes, I do want to see that match. When we went back to the tag team title tournament, it's Big Bill and Ricky Starks versus Top Flight. This was totally scary. Because basically, towards the end of this thing, Darius hit this kick off the ropes that landed right on Starks' neck. I don't know what happened here, but man, Ricky went down and he was clearly hurt. This was really, really terrifying. It turns out that we caught an audible as well, because at one point Top Flight most definitely hit the surprise roll-up, and that was meant to be the three, but clearly nobody had told the refs. He was like, well, I thought the other team were meant to win, so I didn't do it. When Darius just busted out a tornado DDT, and he got the 1-2-3, but again, it even took AEW production staff a while to push play on the correct music. I don't think this was the way it was meant to be. So I can only assume what happened here is that Ricky Starks went down. He's like, man, I could be in trouble here. So they did change the finish. But thankfully, after the fact, he went on social media and said he is okay, and this is all I care about. So no ups, no downs, I don't bother about anything like that. I just want people to be healthy, I just want them to be all right, and apparently he is. Wrestling should do more of this. If somebody does get hurt, just end the damn thing. It doesn't matter, after all. There'll be like 742 other matches you can tune into, because wrestling is crazy right now. But yes, I think he is okay. Thank goodness for that. From nowhere, Christopher Daniels then challenged Malakai Black, although I see what we're doing here. Clearly, Malakai is going to go after that TNT title, so he needs some wins. When it was time for Thunder Rosa versus Lady Frost. So we were essentially telling the same story here too, because you have to imagine that dynasty. It is going to be Thunder Rosa versus Terry Storm. So what does Thunder need? Wins. So what do? We gave her a W. Rosa had a small flurry to begin with where she was doing well. I don't think she had studied Milady's tapes, because she started doing all those cartwheels again. And she got a head scissors. I could watch it all day. Frost then missed the charge, so Thunder went back to work on her when Lady was doing a bunch of cartwheels again. But this time, Thunder turned it into the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment. Hence why I'm wearing the t-shirt today. It didn't work again. Bad night for that move. Frost was able to reverse a Tijuana bomb into a big kick, but that was unsuccessful as well. When Thunder was like, all right, well, I'll just do the Tijuana bomb again. She got the three. This was fine and the exact same that it was meant to be. And we had this promo afterwards from Toni Storm. This is actually quite a nice story beat, because she had found out that Mariah May has the same win-loss record as Thunder Rosa. So now on Dynamite, it is going to be Mariah May versus Thunder Rosa, and the winner of that will take on Toni. So now Storm is like, Mariah May, you are so smart. Whereas Luther was looking at her like, I don't trust you at all. He's got pretty good facial expressions. Storm also called Thunder Rosa Lightning Flower at one point. So I was on the floor. So yeah, I thought this was a good bit of business. Getting it up. We then got another great video, because of course at the pay-per-view it is going to be Will Ospreay versus Bryan Danielson. When we got to our main event, it was the PCC taking on the Righteous and Lance Archer. I mean, why not? And look, I know this does tie into last week's show because we had that big angle, but I just think sometimes the main events of Collision do just need a little bit more story. That's it. Just a pinch. Just throw it in the pot. So for that very reason, I am going to give it a down. Some things really do come out of nowhere. Throwing that out the window, though, this was super duper fun as well, because Lance Archer is underutilized, the Righteous are always good, and seeing Shibata team with the Blackpool Combat Club, well, it was just a laugh riot. I mean, this also started with Shibata and Lance Archer throwing bones at each other. I was just going, we live in a really strange world. We soon switched to Dutch and Claudio Castagnoli so they could do it as well, which meant we ended with Bryan Danielson versus Vincent. This was nice. We had ticked every single box. So now I can sleep quietly at night. Danielson was also able to hit this big dive onto everyone when he realised, oh no, I didn't get Vince, who popped up from nowhere, and he grabbed the American Dragon, and he threw him into Barry Barricade. And then these three bad guys whooped Brian for a long old time. And I was like, well, I guess that's it. How is he ever going to come back from this? His partners are miles away. As it turned out, though, that entire time Claudio had just been warming up his hand, and when they were close, him and Brian did slap. Damn it, it was a hot tag. As always, he went Sagat uppercut crazy too, which I always enjoy. But when he was going to do the big swing on Lance Archer, the Righteous broke it up while the fans were upset about this. Do you know who was more upset? Shibata, because he got back into this. He cleared the deck and he basically said to Claudio, give that man the big swing, which he did do. Have you seen Lance Archer? He is a giant human being. How the flub does Castagnoli do it? The tag clacks and then went off with everybody going, you hit me, I'll hit you, we'll all hit each other. They actually ended with the Righteous hitting the most devastating move onto Shibata, and they held the tights. But I already told you, this move was not working on this evening. Failed. Claudio then absolutely murked Archer on the outside, which made me laugh because he hit with so much force. And by this point, Shibata was like, well, I am in the ring. He booted Vincent right in the face with the PK and he pinned him for the 1-2-3. And that made me feel good in my tootsie toes because Shibata always loses. He deserved to get a victory. So once again, this was just a joy to watch because it was so damn entertaining. But I do stand by the fact I think we could add a little bit of depth into these. But it is just wrestling. Who the hell cares? I am totally giving it up. Which did indeed bring us to the end of Collision, and the show overall is going to get an up because, like I say, it was a good time. And if and when I can, of course, I'll throw in the odd ups and downs for Collision. But hey ho, we have to go with the business decisions, which I do understand. But I just want everybody to keep smashing it. That's what it's all about. Now, please do click the video on the screen, which is Ups and Downs or Smack and Down, so we can talk about that show as well. Like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Leave me a comment below and do all of those things. Otherwise, take care, my friends. I am now going to fly out to WrestleMania, so I hope to see you out there. Make sure you have the best time. Take care, and see you soon.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.